My husband has always been interested in goats, but we never thought of you. He originally bought the goats to have milk for our children after they were babies. And so they would drink the milk, but we never thought of using it as soap until my third born son had eczema. Oh. And it was crazy because he would jump around and he would itch and scratch until his legs were bleeding, actually.
Oh, my.
And so my husband started doing research and he found that goat milk soap would help with the eczema. Hmm. And we were blown away. We thought, we've had goats for so long, we never thought of using it for soap.
Huh.
But when he did make his first batch of soap and it totally cleared up Chance's eczema, we were blown away.
That's amazing.
So, really exciting. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about the family. Let's let everybody know that you're not a small family and you're very self-sufficient, aren't you?
We are. We live on a farm with chickens and eggs and various things, and we have 8 children.
Wow.
So everyone gets to play a part in everything we do.
Okay, tell us about the kids and who does what. Do they have designated duties right down to the youngest?
Well, no, everyone sort of just pitches in wherever they feel is a fun project, but the boys are in charge of the goat milking, and they actually love the job so much that my husband says he used to be the chief goat milker, and now my boys just say, no, Dad, we took that title over from you.
They just
love it, and everyone does participate. Usually when they're about 4 years old, they start feeling like, I want to milk just like you guys,
aww.
So they get in there. Yeah, the other kids will be with us in the soap house and helping to pack orders or pull soap or box the soap. We do vacation rentals, and so they'll box soap for vacation rentals or wedding favors or anything like that. So the kids are always around helping in some way.
And your kids are around a lot. You actually do homeschool them, don't you?
We do. We do. We homeschool, 6 of them now.
Wow. That's a lot for you to learn.
It is, but it's a lot of fun, too. We enjoy being with them every day, all day, and just working with each other and being with each other and learning together. So that's what homeschooling is all about.
So you went from a couple of goats to how many do you have now?
Right. We started out with just 2 goats that we were milking, and at one point we thought we were going to sell goat milk, so we had over 70 goats at one time. And then we went, oh, my words, what are we doing? So we backtracked down to 2 again. And now we're up to 20-some-odd goats, and we're milking, probably about 16 goats we'll be milking this spring. So, yeah, everything has grown like crazy.
And the kids are growing, too. I mean, you're talking, all the way from, give me the ages of the kids. Introduce them to our audience. Tell us about them.
Oh, sure. I'd love to. My oldest is Brunel. He's 11. And then I have Oren, who is 10. Chance, who is 9. Chance is the one with eczema.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ty, who's 8, Quint is 6, Wyatt is, today is Wyatt's birthday, so he's 5.
All right.
And Vienna is our one little girl. She is 3. And my littlest is Royal. He is almost 2.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's quite the range there.
It's yours. And just one girl in the bunch. Oh, boy.
I know. 7 boys and 1 girl. We never would have thought that that's what we would have, but that's what it is.
Well, I'm sure her brothers are very protective of her.
They are, and she just loves them. You know, for the longest time, she thought she was just one of them. You know, she'd just go around and do everything they could do. She climbed out of her crib earlier than any of the other ones. She's a wild little thing. She loves her boys, but, you know, if they're missing, she always says, where's my boys? Where are they?
Well, what is one of the things that she enjoys doing in the family business?
Well, she likes to go into the soap house and work right alongside with the people that are packing orders or the people that are labeling soap. So we have lots of helpers that help us, which is a blessing. And she'll go in there and she'll just work right alongside of them and chit-chat and talk and socialize. And then if a customer walks in the door, she's the first one to run up and just pop their ear off. Hi, I'm Vienna. What's your name?
She's your little ambassador. That's sweet.
She is. She loves it.
Well, you said the company started, you really did this out of necessity for your son's eczema. How have you progressed?
We did.
You progressed past that into so many other products.
Yes. As soon as we started selling the goat milk soap, we were realizing how many other people had the same issues that we had with having to try and find a solution to eczema. And people, you would not believe how many people struggle with this and have struggled with it for years and years. And they'll spend thousands of dollars on steroid creams or dermatologist appointments or trying to find a solution. And then when they can't find anything, then they'll go to the stores and start looking for natural products that work. And you just can't find things that are at least reasonably priced, if not exorbitant, and then take them home and see if they work. And it's a really hard process. And as a parent, you just look at your child and you're just mortified. You're thinking, oh, my child is in such pain and they can't concentrate. They can't do their schoolwork well. They don't feel like they fit in because they have a rash on their body. And so they feel insecure about it. And as a parent, you really want to be able to help and you feel so helpless.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a life changer for us to have the soap and to help. I mean, it was such a simple fix where, oh, my word, a bar of soap? How could this happen? But we also realized how many toxins were in everything else we were using.
Yeah.
So, of course, they all went out the window, and our eyes were open to what we were doing to our children every time we put them in the bath, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But once we realized that the soap was so beneficial to the skin and we started selling it, we did turn it into a business because everybody wanted it, all of a sudden all these other stories came out of the woodwork. I've been suffering for 20 years and your soap is the only thing that could help and I'm so thankful. And so just story after story like that. And of course, it's not just for people that have eczema.
Sure.
I use it. I don't have eczema, but oh my word, I don't want any of the other toxic stuff on my skin now that I'm aware of that.
So we
ended up, you know, it's for everyone. And the business just started growing from there. We made a wonderful all-natural goat milk lotion, which is totally helpful along with the goat milk soap. And then slowly we've just been introducing more natural products to our line because we can't find an alternative out there. And if we do find a natural alternative, you go to the stores and you pull the natural products off the shelf, you turn them around, you read the label, and it still has the junk in it that you thought you were getting away from. So, and then even if you do find something with the quality, the price is off the roof. So, yeah, our business has grown like crazy as we just kind of introduce more and more natural products to people.
We're talking with Marilee Johnson. She and her husband, Dwight, started Bend Soap Company. It's all natural products, all goat milk. And it's easy to say you just started a company, but there's a lot involved to get a company up and running, isn't there?
There sure is. We've spent, let's see, 4+ years building this, and it's a lot of fun, though.
Well, as long as you're still having fun, that's what's important. You started just originally with the goat milk soap. What other products did you evolve into?
Right. So we did start with the goat milk soap, and then we added the lotion very quickly after that. And we have something really fun called our milk bath.
Mm.
And we took the goat milk soap, and we shredded it so that we could throw it in the bath water. And I just love it. You throw a handful in the bath water. It turns the bath water a milky white, so you can soak in your bath just like Cleopatra once did. And from head to toe, your skin will come out just feeling silky soft. So that is another product we added, the milk bath. And now we have sugar scrubs and lip balms, and we just are introducing our natural deodorant this week.
Oh, that's nice to know. There's very few natural deodorants out there. That I'm going to look forward to that. Actually, I have some of the lotion, and the bars are sitting on my desk right now, and my cubicle smells so good. I just want to leave the soap sitting out for the aroma.
I know. A lot of people do that. It smells so good. I just keep it in your drawer and pull it out. Oh.
So where do you see the company going from here? I mean, you started with one product. You've got the website. You've got the blog. You're shipping all over the place. Where would you like to go next?
Well, just we'd love to see it as a household name. It's kind of hard, like I was mentioning, to find a natural product that works, find a natural product that truly is all natural, and then find a natural product that's affordable. So we just would love to see our product in the hands of everybody, and they can throw out the junk and bring in Bend Soap Company. And bendsoap.com has really grown like crazy. We do sell all over the country and definitely internationally now.
Mm-hmm.
We were just so surprised when people from Japan and Sri Lanka and Botswana are saying, we need your product. So we would love to reach everyone in the world as well.
Well, it's easy enough to go to bendsoap.com. You can learn more about the family, how it's helped everybody. I like your blog, too. You have fun with that. So, I mean, do you foresee the company growing so big that you're going to have to bring in a lot more help and a lot more goats?
We sure hope so. We're getting set up right now to expand. And of course, we've doubled our goat herd this year, so up to 16 goats. And our soap facility, we're outgrowing very quickly. So we would love to bring in more help. And that's just another piece of this part of the fun. Building your own business is being able to help others in your community as well.
So how do you help your community through your company?
Oh, yes. We just love our community so much. And we have a hospital here in town that has chemotherapy patients. And we found out that through one of our patients, or one of the patients there at the hospital, that the goat milk soap actually really helped their skin during chemotherapy and radiation.
Oh.
And this person sent us a testimonial. They were going through their second year of chemotherapy treatment, and they actually took the time during all they had going on to write us a letter and thank us for the soap because they didn't have to worry about their itchy skin. So when we found that out, we thought, oh my, there's so many people in need. So we donate to the hospital bars of soap for their chemotherapy patients. And then we also donate to different organizations around town for, you know, or anyone that's in need of soap or anything like that. We love to be able to help out.
That's wonderful. So where exactly is Bend, Oregon? I've never heard of the city. I'm sorry to say, but our listeners will be well acquainted with it after this. Where are you located?
We're getting really popular now. Our city is one of the larger ones that's growing right now. But we're in central Oregon. So if you look at the state on the map, we're almost directly in the center. There's a Cascade Mountain Range that runs north to south, and we're right on the right. And there's a huge ski resort up here, and we're becoming very well known in the area as a outdoor community. There's a lot of hiking, biking. There's tons of lakes. There's mountains to climb. So it's a real outdoorsy community. So, yeah.
It sounds absolutely beautiful. You know what? I would love to visit out there. I, down here in Florida, we're kind of flat and we don't know what mountains are. And it would be nice to see them again. We're very warm. Unfortunately, sometimes warmer than we want to be. How is it to get through a winter with a bunch of goats? I should ask you that.
Oh, yeah. The goats do really good during winter. They put on a little bit of fur to help. Huh. And it's funny, when we'll have a really strong snow, the goats will just kind of make one pass through the snow, and they'll all sort of walk in the same path. It's really funny. But no, you have to break the water to make sure they have fresh water.
Sure.
And there's definitely a little tricks you have to learn if you're raising goats in winter. But yeah, they do just fine.
Oh, that's good to hear. So if someone wants to get a hold of you through the website or get some more information about your really lovely products, what would you like to tell them?
Yes, come visit us at bensoap.com. We'd love to have you on our website and learn as much as you'd like to learn. And it's wonderful to stock up on gifts for friends and bath care products for your whole family. And we'd just love to have you out at bensoap.com. And also, if you're ever in the area, please do drop by our farm. We'd love to have you. And you get a free travel size bar every time you come.
Ooh.
So put us on your list.
Absolutely.
We had some people that were traveling around, and they went to Yellowstone National Park, and they were visiting Crater Lake here in Central Oregon, and of course they put Bend Soap Company on their list of places to go and see. I thought that was great.
I think that's wonderful. Well, you're on my list too. I love to travel, and I'd love to come and meet the goats and the entire family. You sound like you're a very tight-knit group there.
Oh, we are, but we love everybody. It's just a big family over here. So, yes, we'd love to have you.